Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Sketchley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting 8th. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Bagby covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Desodles moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sketchley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mills. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Mills steals second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Desodles hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Moses. Desodles reaches second base with a double. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quell for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sketchley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sketchley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sketchley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0-for-2 in the game. Mac hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Desodles hits a fly ball into right field. Sketchley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive towards first. Fleming reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lottigiani strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields the ball and throws to Bagby covering. Safe. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 3 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. Mills moves to second. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack is walked intentionally. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Gene Desoedels. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mills scores. Mack moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.